This is our deep dive into Adobe's fourth quarter earnings results. We've got a lot to unpack here. Their performance, insights from the CEO, and of course, expert analysis from, well, you know, the expert. We'll break it all down so you can see just how Adobe is navigating this, well, this pretty wild AI-powered world. So whether you're an investor or maybe you're a creative pro who just, you know, wants to stay informed, we've got you covered.
You know, what's really interesting to me is how Adobe's performance stacks up against, well, other tech companies. I mean, we've been seeing some pretty significant challenges in the tech landscape lately, right? But Adobe seems to be kind of defying the odds.
Definitely. They just dropped some seriously impressive numbers, like earnings per share, for example. They came in at $3.79 on a GAAP basis.
Right, GAAP. That's generally accepted accounting principles. It's basically, think of it as like the rule book that companies use to report their financials. It helps ensure everyone's playing by the same rules.
Exactly. Apples to apples, as they say. But then you've got non-GAAP, which often excludes things like one-time costs. And on that basis, earnings per share hit $4.81.
Yeah. And that translates to a pretty significant year-over-year jump. We're talking 17% for GAAP earnings and 13% for non-GAAP. Pretty impressive growth, especially considering the current economic climate.
Totally. And it's not just earnings that are looking good. They pulled in a massive $5.61 billion in revenue for the quarter. That's an 11% increase compared to last year.
And that actually, you know what? That actually exceeded most analysts' predictions. So they're not just meeting expectations, they're exceeding them on multiple fronts.
All right, so let's dig into what's driving this success. Now, Adobe has two main business segments. You've got digital media, which is where you'll find all those creative tools we all know and love, things like, you know, Photoshop and Acrobat. And then there's digital experience, which focuses on helping businesses, you know, connect with their customers online.
And both segments, well, both played a pretty crucial role in their success this quarter. But let's start with digital media. It's, you know, it's their bread and butter. And it brought in a whopping $4.15 billion in revenue during Q4. That's a 12% increase compared to the same period last year.
Wow. Okay. So, key takeaways from digital media's performance then.
Well, one of the things that really stands out is their net new annual recurring revenue, ARR for short. They hit a record $2 billion in ARR this year. So that basically means they're adding like a ton of new subscribers to products like Creative Cloud.
That's going to be a pretty good indicator of, you know, future growth, right? Because recurring revenue means people are sticking with their products.
Exactly. It means their products are not only, you know, popular, but they're also valuable enough that people are willing to pay for them, you know, month after month, year after year. That's a big deal in the world of software.
So we've got digital media killing it. But what about digital experience? How'd that segment do?
Digital experience is also it's also growing, maybe not quite at the same pace as digital media, but still. They brought in $1.4 billion in revenue for Q4, which is a 10% year-over-year increase.
Okay, still a solid increase. So what's fueling the growth in that segment?
Well, it's all about helping businesses adapt to the, you know, the digital world, creating those better experiences for their customers online. Think website personalization, targeted advertising, even things like data analysis, you know, all the things that make those online interactions feel more seamless.
And the CEO has been talking a lot about AI. How's Adobe using AI to drive growth across, well, both digital media and digital experience?
It's a great question, and that's really where things get really interesting. I mean, Adobe is, you could say they're going all in on AI, particularly with their Firefly technology.
Yeah, Firefly, I've heard of that. It's basically magic, right? Generating images, designs. They're even doing videos now.
Yeah, it's pretty wild stuff. They say they've had over 16 billion Firefly generations already. And the thing is, it's not just a, you know, a cool tech demo. They're actually integrating it into their existing products, and they're creating entirely new AI-powered offerings too.
Give me some examples.
Well, you've got the AI assistant in Acrobat, for example. Then there's tiered pricing in Creative Cloud based on, you know, how much you use those AI features. And then there are even new products like Adobe Express. It's entirely built around AI.
So it sounds like they're weaving AI into, well, every part of the business.
Yeah, and I think that's really smart. It allows them to cater to both existing users, you know, people who are already familiar with their products, but also helps attract new users who are, you know, excited about the potential of AI.
Okay, so we've got Adobe crushing it on earnings, dominating digital media, going all in on AI. But, you know, it can't all be sunshine and roses. Are there any Any potential challenges on the horizon?
Well, there are a couple of things to, things to keep an eye on. First, Adobe stock has actually been it's been underperforming lately, even with the strong earnings report. Their shares actually dipped about 6% in after-hours trading.
Interesting. So what are investors, what are they worried about?
Well, there are some concerns about growth slowing down, especially in the digital media segment. Net new ARR growth was only 2% in Q4. That's a significantly lower than what we've seen in the past.
So investors are basically thinking, maybe that incredible growth in digital media is starting to level off. Did the CEO address this at all?
Yeah, he did. He attributed some of it to the strong U.S. dollar, which, can definitely impact international sales. But he also emphasized their continued investment in AI. He sees that as, a key growth driver moving forward.
So it sounds like they're, aware of the concerns and they're taking steps to address them. What about their overall guidance for the future? What are they projecting for next year?
So for the full fiscal year 2025, they're projecting total revenue between $23.3 billion and $23.55 billion.
Okay, so that's still growth, but it's a bit slower than what we've seen.
Right, and I think that's why investors are a little cautious. I mean, it's a very healthy projection, but they're clearly anticipating some moderation in their growth rate.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Earnings, AI, potential challenges. What stands out to you the most from all this?
Well, I think what's really fascinating is their agility. They're a large, well-established company, but they're not afraid to embrace change, adapting to new trends like AI. And I think that's a big reason why they're still a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I think it's really interesting how they're using AI, not just to, create cool new features, but to actually solve real problems.
Yeah.
For creative professionals and large enterprises.
Yeah. Really smart strategy. And it's clearly working for them. Okay. So, we're just talking about Adobe's two main business segments, right? Digital media and digital experience. I think it's time to zoom in a little closer on digital media and we'll really see what's driving their success at, at the product level.
Yeah. Sounds good. You mentioned earlier that that this segment has some of Adobe's most, well-known products.
So
let's start with Document Cloud, which, that's where you'll find Adobe Acrobat. What were some of the highlights there?
Well, Document Cloud had a really standout quarter. They brought in $843 million in revenue. That's a 17% jump compared to the same time last year.
Okay, that's some pretty impressive growth. So what's driving that? Are people just, needing more PDF software these days or what?
I think it's more than just people needing PDFs. It's really about how Adobe's, innovating in that space. Like they're integrating AI into Acrobat.
Oh, yeah.
They've got the AI assistant, which can, summarize long documents, convert files, and even make it easier to edit PDFs.
I'm always battling PDFs. So,
yeah.
So they're basically making those tools more powerful, more user-friendly. Is that really resonating with users?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Adobe CEO actually called out Acrobat's performance, during their earnings call. They mentioned that Acrobat now has, get this, over 650 million users.
650 million. That's pretty incredible. All right. So we know people love Acrobat. What about their other, flagship product, Creative Cloud? How did Photoshop and Illustrator and, all those other creative tools do?
Creative Cloud is, it's still a powerhouse. It brought in $3.3 billion in revenue for Q4, that's a 10% year-over-year increase. It really shows you the demand for these tools.
Yeah, it's amazing how, those tools have become the industry standard for so many creative fields. They're practically verbs at this point, right? Mm-hmm. Did you Photoshop that?
Exactly. And, Adobe's been really consistent with innovation. And I think that's a big factor in Creative Cloud's success.
And of course, we can't forget about AI.
Right.
We talked earlier about how Adobe is weaving AI into different parts of the business. Mm-hmm. So how are they using AI within Creative Cloud specifically?
Well, AI is becoming increasingly integral to Creative Cloud. You see it in features like the new generative fill in Photoshop.
Oh, yeah.
That allows you to expand images or remove objects using AI. It's crazy how seamless these AI powered tools are becoming.
I was playing around with that the other day and it almost felt like, cheating or something. It was just so easy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It really makes you think about the future of creativity, right?
Right.
But from a business perspective, it's clear that Adobe is capitalizing on this trend.
And we mentioned earlier that they're using it like a tiered pricing approach in Creative Cloud, right? Based on, how much you use those AI features.
Right. So you can access those, basic AI features, or you can pay for like the more advanced stuff.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Gives people options. So we've talked about Acrobat, we've talked about Creative Cloud. Anything else within within digital media we should mention?
Oh, we should definitely talk about Adobe Express.
Right, Express.
That's their AI first application. It's designed for like a broader audience, people who might not need the full power of Creative Cloud. So like social media managers, small businesses, even students.
It seems like they're really going after that that creator economy with
Yeah.
Express.
Yeah, exactly. And they've said that that thousands of new businesses have adopted Express in Q4. So it seems like it's gaining some traction. They even launched a new version of Express for Teams.
So Adobe's they're doing a good job of innovating, they're leveraging AI, and they're catering to a wide range of users.
Yeah, I think they're really hitting on all cylinders in that segment.
Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit and talk about their other major segment, right? Digital experience. We touched on it earlier, but what are some of the key products or platforms within digital experience? How's that segment performing?
Well, one of the most important pieces of the puzzle there is the Adobe Experience Platform. That's their suite of tools that helps businesses, manage customer data, personalize content, optimize those marketing campaigns.
So it's kind of like the behind the scenes engine that powers a lot of those seamless online experiences that we were talking about earlier.
Exactly. And it's a pretty big deal for Adobe. Their experience platform actually it surpassed $1 billion in ARR, which shows that businesses are they're really embracing it.
That's a big milestone. So what else is driving growth within digital experience?
Another key area for them is their GenStudio platform. This platform allows companies to basically streamline their content creation and delivery processes, makes it easier to create targeted marketing campaigns.
GenStudio, can you give me an example of how that works in practice?
Sure. Imagine you're a marketer, right, for like a large retail company,
Yeah.
and you need to create like hundreds of different versions of an ad campaign. You've got to tailor them to specific demographics, interests, maybe even locations. Well, GenStudio can actually automate a lot of that.
Wow.
Yeah. It can pull in customer data, generate different variations of the ad, and even personalize the messaging based on, individual
Sounds
preferences.
like a game changer for marketers.
It is. And Adobe is they're investing pretty heavily in GenStudio. They see it as a key driver of future growth in the digital experience segment.
It's clear that Adobe is they're thinking about the big picture here. They're not just, selling software products. They're building like entire platforms. Platforms that help businesses navigate that whole customer journey.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. They're thinking about how to connect all the dots from content creation to data management to those personalized experiences.
It's really impressive what they built. I mean, this whole ecosystem of, interconnected products and platforms, they've got those creative tools, the data management stuff, and now these AI-powered solutions.
Yeah, it really shows their vision, and their ability to execute.
But earlier we were talking about how Adobe stock, it dipped a bit, even though they had like a really strong earnings report. Do you think that has anything to do with how investors are, perceiving their digital experience segment? Like maybe they're just not seeing the same explosive growth there compared to digital media.
That's a good point. While digital experience is growing, at a decent rate, it's true that it hasn't been the same as digital media.
Right.
So yeah, maybe investors are looking for more, I don't know, more evidence that this segment can really, take off.
What about the competitive landscape? I mean, there are a lot of other companies out there who are, trying to get a piece of that digital marketing customer experience pie.
Oh, there's definitely competition. But, Adobe has a few advantages, right?
Like what?
Well, first, they have that strong brand recognition and a loyal customer base, especially from the creative side of things. And then second, you've got their platform approach. You know, they're connecting all these different tools and data sources.
It's that whole better together idea, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Instead of having a bunch of different tools from different companies, you can have one platform that handles everything. And I think that's where Adobe has a real opportunity.
So we've talked about the present, we've talked about, you know, some potential challenges, but the CEO also hinted at some interesting things that could be coming down the road. He mentioned that Adobe might be more, I guess, more open to acquisitions now that there's, you know, a new administration.
Right. He suggested that there might be, you know, less regulatory scrutiny, which, you know, that could make it easier to make some strategic moves.
Yeah. Remember that Figma deal that kind of, you know, fell apart last year? That faced a lot of pushback. Do you think they might try to, you know, revisit that deal, or are they looking at something totally different?
Well, it's hard to say for sure, but my guess is that they'll be, you know, looking for companies that can strengthen their position in key areas like AI, for example, or, you know, digital marketing, maybe even expanding into new verticals,
like maybe something in the metaverse.
Yeah.
Or 3D content creation.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. I mean, it would be a pretty bold move, but it could align well with their vision.
All right, so it sounds like we'll just have to wait and see, but it's definitely an exciting time to be, you know, to be watching Adobe.
I agree. It'll be interesting to see what they do next.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Adobe's Q4 earnings, what's the key takeaway for our listeners?
Well, I think the main takeaway is that, you know, Adobe's a company that's in motion. They're growing, they're adapting, and they're investing in the future.
And they're doing it all in a way that's both, you know, creative and strategic. They're definitely a company to watch.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it insightful. And hey, if you have any questions or maybe topics you'd like us to explore in the future, let us know. We're always looking for new things to dig into.